terms and all. I'm pretty amateurish. However, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. You were saying the first Thornton.
Well, I was thinking of Lieutenant O'Leary.
Yeah.
When Spotswood became aware of the massive territory to the west, he formed a commission. He called it the Ohio Commission.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it rose out of the French. Business down the Ohio Valley. And he appointed 13 men first. Francis Thornton and his brother Anthony had settled in Carolina. They'd come up from their grandfather had come up from Boston and settled in Stanford. The original settler of the Thorntons, William Thornton, who arrived from England in 1603 at Boston. And his son, he went up Stafford as an old man and founded Society Hill on the Potomac. And his son, Francis, more or less stayed right there. Then his grandson, Francis, went over to the Rappahannock and settled at Snow Creek, where Caroline County meets Spotsylvania on the Rappahannock.
Yeah.
And it's now a conservancy. It's 800 acres, considered the most beautiful spot on the Rappahannock. Well, that's where Francis Thornton II lived, settled. And he married his neighbor, Mary Tarver.
Mm-hmm.
And she and his brother Anthony went further in and formed the first plantation away from the rivers called Ormsby at Guinea Station near Frederick. Ormsby was built in 1717. Yeah. And those two men, Francis and Anthony, caught Spotswood's eye, and he appointed them on a commission to press over towards Pittsburgh, what's now Pittsburgh, and form the Ohio Company. And later he formed another company, and Francis's son was on that one. So the Thorntons were a very important part of those first two great Ohio companies that settled, enabled the settlement to take place in the Shenandoah Valley.
True.
In my mind, I mean,
yes.
That's how I think about it. Right. Now, when Francis's son, who built our place, Fall Hill, came up further up the Rappahannock and settled at Fredericksburg, when that son died in 1749, he left in his will money to build a house for each of three sons, one at Scarborough, 1 8 miles away, now called Montpelier. The house that's very old, of course, is Thornton Hill, it's still there, occupied by relatives. The house at Montpelier, which is the most marvelous you've ever seen, you've never seen it, you want to.
Yeah.
And that is also owned by Mr. Fletcher, who owns Thornton Hill. He's bought that also now. And then,
what was the name of the son that got the one at Sperryville?
The name was Colonel John Thornton.
Colonel John.
He was a colonel of the line of Washington. And he is the one that the son of the Cincinnati is so glad to descend from.
Yes.
So $2 or $3 along the range. Well, however, he married George Washington's niece, who was Augustine's daughter, George Washington's second niece, who was Augustine's daughter. And she settled there with him.
She settled in Sperryville.
She was the one at Washington Cuts.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Old John was sometimes a little naughty, but. Well, let me go on about something more important to you. Now, those three places. Then there was a Sister Mary, Francis Thornton's daughter. And she never married, but oh, she must have been a charmer. She, of course, followed or visited her brothers.
Yeah.
And she married, I told you, Mr. Champ. Colonel Champ, Washington's friend. And they built a beautiful house, and you told me the name of it. Every day on the phone. And Washington came up to see his cousins there. And went over to spend the night with her and his friend. The house got on fire and burned.
Well, where was this house located?
But it was Colonel Champ's house.
Yeah.
It is Champ, C-H-A-M-P-E, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mary loved nature. And she was out walking, and she found a baby bear cub. And it was deserted. She picked it up. Snuffed it. She looked around. There was some. So she dropped it, threw it away, and ran, but the mother had chased her. And she just got in the house in time.
Oh!
You can realize how it could have happened.
Yes. How did, is she the one for which Mary's Rock is named?
Yes.
Now, why was that named Mary's Rock?
She lived nearby. I always understood and was always wandering around. You see, the river, the Thornton River, had been named for her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or her father.
Right.
And her grandpa, mm-hmm. both of whom had been on the Ohio Commission, and her uncle.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And by the way, the information about that Ohio Commission is beautifully detailed in Campbell's History of Carolina. He was the clerk of the Court of Carolina and wrote one of the finest county histories that's ever been written.
Campbell's History?
Of Carolina County. It's on the, it's for sale now. It's been reprinted, I'm thankful to say. It was an impossible item to obtain.
You know, the story has always been that a young man took a girl by the name of Mary up to the rock and pointed around and said, see, this is all the land I own. I intend to marry you.
Wonderful.
My land.
She did. She left him a marvelous will and an enormous fortune.
I know, but is that true?
The only one she could have, it could have been.
You think that story is true?
Uh-huh. Because he was a brilliant man, Colonel Champ, and Washington was devoted to him.
Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever clambered up that rock?
No, I've never seen it.
I've often wondered how anyone in all those clothes that they used to wear could have climbed up that rock.
Now, there's a little church, F.T. Church, the Francis Thompson Church, something like that.
Now, the Thorntons actually lived down in Sperryville itself.
Oh, that was right
there. On the river.
Yes.
And the gap that runs up from there,
yes.
Was their property?
Well, it's called the FT Gap. I don't see how it got that name if it were.
Yeah, right. Do you know whether or not they allowed any logging on their property or any farming when they did any?
I think they were terribly busy all the time. They must have been. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they did at Montpellier. Mm-hmm. Pronounced various ways. Montpellier.
Montpellier. Yeah.
Because Philip Thornton, William Thornton's son, married a French woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mademoiselle.
The Thorntons, how long did they live there?
Well, John Thornton, Colonel John Thornton built it. And it must have, he was a little boy in 49 when his father died, and his father left the money for it, and he wouldn't have built it for another 15 years, 49, 59, 69, I guess, before the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
Certainly about 70. Now, he had one son, George, who married a Buckner, a lovely girl.
Buckner?
Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R.
All right.
Eric Buckner's daughter. Also a charming person with lots of background. And before the wedding, he was coming with his bride, going to get his bride, and he crossed a stream and fell in and got thoroughly wet and didn't wait. He rushed to the ceremony and got married. Got pneumonia afterwards, and after a lingering illness, died. But meantime, his little wife had become pregnant, and she bore a daughter named Jane. Now that little Jane, well, now let's say she bore a little daughter named Jane. Now, let me tell you this. That Francis Fulton's grandson, the River Francis Fulton, became a Presbyterian minister and went to Kentucky. He married Colonel John Holmes' daughter, also named Jane, from Sparrow, and went to Kentucky. And his little daughter-in-law's daughter, Jane, went to Kentucky to visit that cousin, Jane, their own sister. And there married a Scotchman who just arrived, named Beck, Mr. Beck. And the family was amazed and rather horrified, but he seemed so dear and just like cultured and sweet, they were married. And that man, Beck, had a son, George Washington Beck. And he went out and founded Cody Wild. And he has his son now, and has just given it to the oldest of his family, has the watch fob that George Washington gave his stepniece, Jane Augustine Washington, Boots Creek, and Colonel John Fulton when they were married.
Oh.
And that is now in the Order of the Cincinnati headquarters on Connecticut Avenue. And the Anderson. They've just given it to the Anderson. It's that wonderful part with Washington's initials on in the stone, and that he gave in the wedding present for this marriage, you see?
Yeah.
Now, how did I get off on this? Well, that descendant, Jane, the daughter of the Beck and founder Cody Wyoming, is my best friend here in Washington. She's Mrs. Nelson Trustful Johnson, and she eventually, she married our ambassador in China, who is dead now. And Jane has done a book of her father's life and of the family, and she knows all this, and she keeps me up on it. She keeps phoning me for information that I have to dig up. So I happen to know that side of
yes.
the Colonel John Washington family in Spurville pretty well.
Now,
he had other daughters. Colonel John Washington did. He had a daughter named Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, who was named for her grandmother, Frances Gregory, who was George Washington's first girl, not in Fredericksburg, and had three daughters. And those three daughters married three Thornton brothers, who all followed him, married Frances Reuben. And those three girls were Frances, R-A-N-C-E-S, Elizabeth, and Mildred. And their progeny, of course, was numerous. And the one that married, well, the one that her name descended, Frances, she's my immediate ancestor, because her husband, you see, before her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and she might have lived this. Well, anyhow, their little granddaughter over in the mountains in Sparrow was named for her, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E. And that Frances married her first cousin, William Paul. And those two had grandchildren. And they finally, one branch of Uncle Ali's children settled in Fredericksburg. And thereby we've been sometime in information from them. I've had charge of our family cemetery there, where Francis Thornton, who left the money to build the mountain home, is buried. Tomb is in very fine condition. I've just had it repaired. And the city has just taken it over as a national shrine. Not exactly a national shrine. They wouldn't dump it there. But the city only have one other responsibility for that, and that's Mary Washington's tomb, the mother of Washington, which they keep up beautifully. So we asked them, we formed this association, my brother and I, about 25 years ago, to keep that cemetery up, because it has 21 graves in it, all kin. No one else, everybody in there related to John. So we asked the city to take it over, and they did.
Mm.
So they're keeping it up. And there, we trace all, from those tombs, you can trace almost any member of the Thornton family. It's the Virginia Thorntons, this
yes.
branch of the Thorntons, that married with Washington. That's why these are interesting, because they are Washington blood.
Right,
yes.
Definitely,
all the Thorntons. settled, it's no creek, carved upon a marvelous thing. It's a piece of granite. Well, it's as long as that's a wall. And in the middle is a beautiful round bowl, 3 feet. Now, those bowls were formed on the Rappahannock, which is a restless river, by stones lying on top of boulders. And with the motion of the river for 1,000 years, those stones dug a round hole. I know they have them. Not all perfectly round, I mean, but this one was perfect. Francis was so intrigued. He built his mill there. It was a perfect place for a mill. The first grist mill on the river. And after building the mill, this is 3/4 of a mile above the river. After building the mill, huge, and this high, 1720, and deep. And that's the date finished. And that's the founding, date of the founding, is what the main founding, which extended way beyond the Fenimore Valley, to the Pacific Ocean.
That's right, yes.
And that's the date he held a fish at which it's rumored that Indians came and danced. Anyhow, he carved other initials of his friends, although he could carve it all, and among which was L.W. Mr. Ball, J. Ball, Mrs. Washington's cousin, and that was why Washington settled there, his father, because she had relatives near there. The property is still there, the old Ball place. It's one of the most interesting rooms in Stafford. And about 8 or 9 other initials. Well, they had drank punch for 40 years. They had a fish fry every year and met and had a bottle at that punch, because the land is lovely around it. The river flows and it's very, very nice. Well, in the Stafford Court is an entry by Francis Saunton Jr. saying, my grandfather, my father, and I operated that for 40 years. And that's how we know they had a party every year for 40 years, because that was a family tradition.
How wonderful.
And it's there. The city keeps that up, too. And it's shown to tourists. It's a very nice thing. And the Smithsonian sent it and made a replica of it in plastic. And they gave me one. And Johnny Mitchell has one who runs the museum in town, and the Smithsonian has one. It's a big thing made of plastic. And I gave mine to the museum, and they had it with a fence around it in their museum, and the note, Francis Thorne, because they have a little thing about Francis. And Chippendale chair, one of us said, and we had just that one, because it was distributed. It belonged to them. It was there in Paula, in the museum. I have it on loan, and I have to go home and check up to make sure that that's good.
You do.
Well, anyhow, that's old Francis who left that property. Now, you should read his will, if you haven't. The will of Francis Thornton, Jr., who died in 1749, and it's probated in Spotsylvania Congress. And last week, I had a copy of it here in this house, and I sent it back. Yeah. And we couldn't show it to you. Well, in that will, he says, I leave money to my two sons. I think he says it's three. To build homes in the house. That's how the spirit of the home had to be. Now,
yeah,
that
when you
carried,
say mountains, Sperryville is down at the bottom of the mountain.
And it's not on the Shenandoah side.
No.
It's on the Fraser.
Right.
That's right. So it isn't in the Shenandoah.
And it's not in the mountains. Was the home in the mountain part? Do you know?
It was right where it is now, in the Harpsburg.
Uh-huh.
And Montpelier is on the road from there to Orange.
Yes.
Which is not in the mountains are there.
Oh, yes.
But it isn't, you're right. That's where they chose to build these homes. But Francis Thorne didn't stipulate that. He just let go of it. Now, he made that rock of 1720 because that was also he got his grant for 8,000 acres in Spotsylvania County.
I see.
But those 8,000, that isn't enough to extend over to the mountains. That mountain property was another deed. Now, there are many in his name. It's so many that it gobbles the mind when you look at the Spotsylvania River. So those deeds to the Sparrowville property and that he left his sons and all, they're there. But they've never been involved. Now, they must be, because it was legal.
Yes.
The children enjoyed it, and their sons, their children. Now, William, the the brother of Colonel John Paul, who built Montpellier. If you notice, it has 100 feet of white pillars across the front on the porch, overlooking the most beautiful side of the mountains, Paul Mountain, Paul Valley. And that porch was famous for generations for dances and marvelous cotillions and things, because the very charming woman his son married brought them. Then it was at the very end, the caretaker shackled. This must have been about 50 years ago. And he was a nice man, I knew him. But he was poor. He had a private son. And they lived in the house, this enormous great house, only one room he could. Just a strong room. And this marvelous bathroom on one side. The most beautiful, it's framed. It's so beautifully made. Is it framed?
Very good frame houses.
Oh yes,
and it's one, and it's decidedly the French.
Yeah. Do you know anything about when Mary married Colonel Champ? What sort of a house they had?
Wish I knew, but that was the one that burned down, and it's famous in history that happened because Washington just was keeping his life. Now this story is everybody.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be hard to find.
Oh, no. No. I was just, have you any recollection or anybody mentioned how the fire started? What started the fire? No. Did they rebuild then in the same area?
I have a funny rumor in the back of my brain that Colonel Champ died and Mary married.
But she still stayed right there in the Sperryville area. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't blame her. It's beautiful there.
But there's a cottage that, and her numerous nieces and nephews went after the fire. It's fascinating. Now, where do I get this? I read about it. Her will must be broken.
So she divided her property up.
Well, that's why I'm sure.
Yes.
She would be the hero of any heroine you have about property in that part of the world.
Yeah. Now, that would have been recorded in, I wonder what.
Culpepper.
Yeah, Culpepper. And she lived around what year?
She would have been born about 1736. And he died in 1749.
So probably she wrote her will about 20 years later, or 30 years later. Yeah. I think I am going to take a trip to Culpeper and look up that will, because that would be fascinating to see. I imagine that.
Now let me first get home to my Crozier. If you have one, it's all the papers in Spotsylvania County from 1703. And they're put in the form. This man earlier did a great service. Beautifully done. And it seems to me Mary Farmer's will. I got it in that Spotsylvania.
Oh.
I'd never paid any attention to the company. It must be Spotsylvania where I've been there. So well, don't do anything until I get home and I'll drop you off.
Okay.
All right. But meantime, if you can get hold of a Crozier, and there are all the libraries now. C-R-O-Z-I-E-L.
Yeah.
Crozier's. Crozier's court records of Spotsylvania County.
Okay.
From 1700 to 1800.
Mm-hmm.
And there you'll find Mary Thornton numerously mentioned, because she had so much property. I can't think it could be any other Mary.
Yes, that's right.
Now she was named, of course, for her grandmother Mary Tullivan.
Mary?
Tullivan.
Tullifero,
you know, you know how to spell it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they lived on Snow Creek. And here we're going back again to when Spotswood first the Sultan's first part is, you see, he was planning the Knights of the Golden Horseshoe trip.
Yes.
And I'm convinced they don't, Fry neglected to mention any Thornton, but I don't think he'd have taken that trip without one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one all along, but I don't care. You know, I just think it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't prove it. And what was I going to tell you? About the, about Mary Todd. They lived there at Snow Creek. And Mary Tolliver, they were a culture distinguished man. And it was either her brother or her cousin Richard Tolliver, who was an architect in Williamsburg, and laid out and planned the old first capitol that was burned and redone by Spotswood. That was Richard Tolliver. There was only one Tolliver family. It must have been either her brother or her cousin.
It's
And Frances Thornton married her, married Mary.
Yes.
And this is where Mary got her name, named for her grandmother, Mary Tolliver.
Have you any idea what she looked like? I'm trying to picture this girl. If she loved nature so, she probably had a very animated expression. And
she was well-built.
Probably slender.
And you see George Washington's blood, and he was a tremendous. Their physique of all those Washingtons was just amazing.
Yes.
Mm. Heavens, she was George Washington's. Her mother was George Washington's first cousin.
Yes.
So she was George Washington's first cousin, was Mary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Betty Lewis, George Washington's sister, was had a magnificent body. But she wasn't too pretty. They said she looked so like him. But her executive ability was so wonderful. Now, she was their aunt, you see, so it's important to us how the Thorntons found her, Betty Lewis. We hear so much about her. Kenmore was built for her, and it's our main drive. And then she had to leave it because of poverty and went over into the county to Millbrook, which she had bought. Very beautiful Millbrook. Heavens, 13 miles away. Moved there and called it a poor place, but she said the mill is a makes profit. And she ran that mill, this capable executive woman. He dead, the revolution finished, they refused to honor his debts. He run the revolution with his guns practically
right.
So long. And here was she with all these grandchildren of the Thorntons. Because you see, Washington's brothers, there was Samuel the younger. There was Samuel the younger. Samuel was in the middle. Samuel married Elizabeth Thornton. Charles married Mildred Thornton, Frances Thornton's. Mary Thornton's sister married Washington's brother Charles and moved. She was his only wife till his death. Now Samuel had five wives, and Elizabeth was the middle one, and they had one son, Thornton Washington, who was the bride of the family, with one child. And that was Mary's nephew. I think she left him money in her will. I think that up. Now there's that family, and we mustn't underestimate the terrific Washington tradition of that day. How he held up the whole nation, Washington did, this person.
That's right.
And it lasted for a long time.
It did.
And those people, those Thornton girls, married those Washington. There are three of them, we've mentioned this morning. There's Jane Thornton, Augustine's daughter, Washington's little stepsister, with whom he went to go to school when his father died and he was 11. His mother sent him to Augustine at Pope's Creek because Augustine had inherited that property and was the only one that had any money. And had married a rich girl. Anyhow, Mrs. Washington sent George over there to school, and he went to school with this little Jane. That's why he gave her his watch for when she married Colonel John Thornton's girl.
Yeah.
Now we might wonder, I'm going back to your persistent question about the property in the valley. That in your mind has to connect up with all this, or it really isn't too confusing.
Yes, it is. Because there's Thornton Gap, there's Thornton Hall, there's Thornton River, and nobody has really known why.
Oh,
so
no.
Unless no, they don't. So what happened probably is that when she gave this land to cousins,
yes, you see, she had no children.
Their name was different than Thornton.
That's right.
And they may have settled in there.
That's right.
And so we're ending up with different names, yes, in the Thornton Gap.
That's right.
Which makes you wonder, why is there a Thornton Gap? Now we know why. Why is there a Thornton River? Now we know why. Why is there a Mary's Rock? And we've got it, you see. I am positive that it's in her will that we will get the names of the people that eventually settled up in that, in the mountains itself.
Now I'm wondering if she died very tenor.